Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
See, now we post that online and now hoes are like, God, that is so hot.
God, I mean, I can't believe that podcast do comedy and fucking rap.
It's so cool. You rhyme a word and then get pussy.
Harry Mack. His name is Harry Mack.
But
Harry
isn't that crazy? Yeah. You rhyme words over a song and women are like, I gotta give you head now.
Yes.
Alibaba sounds delicious.
It sounds great, but it sounds like it would be a little too saucy.
Think?
Yeah.
I think too salty.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe both. Yeah. I'd be like, I'll have the Alibaba. Can you put the sauce on the side?
Salt is really an underrated seasoning.
Salt?
Yeah.
No, there was wars based on salt.
Really?
Yeah. People got because of salt.
No.
Sir.
Salt?
Salt.
You mean cocaine?
Well, cocaine, sure, as well. But salt. Those are the first, major wars, but major wars. Salt and pepper.
You're lying.
Nope.
Then the Tea Party?
Well, yeah. So, yeah. The Spice Wars way before the Tea Party.
The Spice Wars.
Yeah. People got.
Were white people in the Spice Wars? There's no way.
Yeah, I think so. The conquistadors.
What are we fighting for?
Those are Spaniards. Huh?
What are we fighting for? Paprika?
Mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Clip it.
There's no way that we would be, aioli would be our leader.
There's
a vision board with aioli on it.
Oh, man.
We need this now.
Let me ask you this. Aioli or mayonnaise?
Aioli. Depends. Aioli on a burger, mayonnaise on a sandwich.
But here's the thing. Fuck.
Do you ever go?
Go ahead. I think you can go more universal with aioli.
You were so funny. You said go ahead. Then you started talking.
Sorry,
go ahead. Fuck you. Go ahead. My turn. But what's so funny is the whole stereotype of.
That's exactly right.
Go ahead. Fuck you. Go ahead. My turn.
It's like when your girl's on top and you're like waiting for her to come. She's like, I'm about to, and you come first.
Yeah.
Like, what an asshole.
I got excited.
Yeah.
You said the keywords. I'm about to.
God, what the fuck is that? Whatever's in our brain that a woman goes, I'm about to come, and you go, me first, bitch. Like, what is that?
You know what it feels like? It's like, you know those wooden toys where you like press a button and it collapses?
Yeah.
I feel like the second they say those words, I'm like, how the fuck?
Yeah, what? Why? Here's the, just don't
reverse
tell me.
IKEA.
Whoa. I like it. but I don't, it's dangerous words. I was about to say, don't say it, but those are the hottest words in the world. So like, where
tell
you-
Tell me in the middle of it, what's happening.
Say I'm almost. I'm almost what? There. I'm
no,
almost
but they
there.
Do.
Nope. Oh, right.
I'm about to,
fuck, I'm horny as shit.
And then they never do.
Well, that's your wife's problem.
He's getting married next week, fun.
Yeah.
When you go home, does your mom cook a lot for you?
Wow, that's a
yeah. This
one.
Really went.
No. Hear me out. Well, we're talking about fucking and it's mom.
Mom, yeah.
But I'm talking about seasonings. My mom is such a good cook, but sometimes I go home and she'll make a chicken breast and there's like four flakes of pepper on it, and I go, Mom, you're not helping with the allegations of white people no seasoning.
Oh, word.
I'm like, listen, mother, I love you, but we gotta put some coriander on there.
Coriander will get fucked in the mouth.
Interesting.
Coriander seems like a guy that has a sword collection, but also fucks.
I think
this is my friend Coriander.
Most people with a sword probably have sex. And they always put it above their bed, which is crazy. One earthquake and guillotine.
Guillotine. Done. They're probably hoping for it. If you have a sword collection, you're not doing great.
Yeah. And they always stack them like the biggest one and then medium and then small.
Honestly.
Little pyramid.
I'm going to be honest.
You like that?
Yeah.
That fires you up?
It does. I'm not gonna put it above my bed, but if I had like a sword room, that'd be fucking awesome.
Sword room,
yeah. You know that
that's
scene?
A kitchen,
sorta. You know how
sword of sword. Hey, I'm the CEO of Viacom.
Oh, what the fuck is I saying? Oh, you know that? Riley's. You know that? You ever seen like John Wick or any of those fucking movies?
No.
All right,
that shit's made up.
It is. All movies. Isn't that funny? They're like, oh, I'm dying. No, you're not. Yeah. There's 9 camera people in front of you.
That's the funniest thing about that Bill Burr rant in Philly where he's yelling about The Rock, how Rocky's not even real and people go take photos with it. He's like, it's not even a real fucking guy. It's an actor.
Yeah.
It's the best rant ever.
It is the best rant ever. John Wick. There's a scene in most action movies where they open like you know, behind the bookcase. And they open the door,
yeah,
and it's a bunch of guns all stacked up. That's what I want. That's what I want. I want one of those rooms, but I don't want any to be real. I want it all to be squirt guns.
Okay.
No, it's just fun. Just take one off and start squirting your buddy.
But one has bullets in it.
Yep, and you don't know which one.
All nerfs, one bullet.
What's that? Yes, that. Fuck, that fires me up, dude. I love that.
Really?
That's pretty cool.
A gun room?
That's fucking
awesome.
See,
I'm the opposite. I want those public. I want those in every room, kitchen, living room, dining room. So if somebody breaks in, they go, oh, shit. Because this
I hear you.
Hidden, you know, what does that do?
You know, I got a good idea to avert criminals.
My door handle is going to be a pistol.
Good. Another idea would be you walk in every room and there's the outline of a gun on a wall. So it looks like one's missing.
Ooh.
You go, fuck.
Yeah.
There's a gun and he probably has it because it's supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Great.
I mean, we've talked about this 1,000 times, but just put a sign on your door that says, I have a gun. If I'm breaking in homes, I'm going to believe that. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah. I have a cool sign. I don't have a gun. Or do I? Fuck.
I don't have a gun, dot, 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 look behind you.
Oh, shit.
Can you go on Amazon and see if you can just buy a sign that says
I don't.
Oh,
how about this? I don't have a gun, but I got a fat old dick. Be careful. What does that mean?
Only that just says fully loaded and schizophrenic. Just let the neighbors know anything can pop off at any point. At any point of the day,
yeah.
I'm either shooting somebody or someone in my head.
Yeah, that's
schizophrenia
funny as fuck.
Has got to be
the worst.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes it would cure loneliness. Go back, but like imagine being schizophrenic with hoes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't think
there's
they
five
ever
hoes
have
in
hoes,
your head. Oh my God, Trevor, you're so fucking hot. Like, ladies, come on, stop.
They're always so upset.
These signs, there's so much writing. Look at that sign on the left. Nobody who's breaking into a home is reading that. Just put a gun.
Yeah, it's a soliloquy.
All you
fucking
need is
Macbeth.
Is there one? Wait, can you just type in I have a gun on Amazon?
We're just going to Google and say I have a gun sign.
I have a gun.
They don't. We have to make this.
Goddamn.
Trevor Wallace, I'm in Milwaukee, bitch. I'm at the Pabst Theater. Michael just did it. I've heard beautiful things. I'm so excited. Fun. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, June 12th. Tomorrow and then Friday, biggest show of my career at the Chicago Theater. Biggest show. Tickets are moving and freaking grooving. That is Friday. Good Friday. Happy Friday. It's also Friday the 13th. Let's hope I don't step under a ladder. And then we're going to Richmond, Virginia, June 26th. Bensalem, PA, June 27th. Near Jack's wedding. I'm going to stop and object. Washington, D.C., June 28th. TrevorWallaceComedy.com. 5 shows left of the tour, but I'm announcing a leg 2 very soon. And I have a leg 3, horse cock. Michael Blaustein, where are you going to be?
Michael Blaustein, all right? Going to be yelling about feet. I'll tell you where, okay? July 25th, Charlestown, West Virginia. July 26th, we might be adding another show, but Atlantic City sold out.
July at the Borgata!
July 27th, Reading, PA. September 4th, Tarrytown, New York. September 5th, Montclair, New Jersey. September 6th, Montreal. And guys, I'm just going to say some cities. And if you hear them, go get tickets because they're really moving. Okay. So, Charleston, South Carolina, Durham, North Carolina, Portsmouth, in your mouth, Virginia, Oklahoma City, Des Moines, Lincoln, Nebraska, Kansas City, Missouri, Buffalo, New York, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Detroit, Michigan, Salt Lake City, Utah, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, Orlando, Jacksonville, Madison, Wisconsin, and Chicago. That is my second leg. Guys, go get tickets at blogcomedy.com. That is blogcomedy.com. On to the show.
Hello. At the door. Hello. Fresh.
Fresh?
Hello, fresh. Michael, listen.
What?
I don't know about you, but I feel like this is the summer to be outside and enjoy life and have fun.
Yep.
So you have limited time to cook, but when you do cook, you want the best bang for your buck and the tastiest stuff for your taste buds.
And buddy, you don't want to waste our time at a freaking stupid grocery store.
Well, let me tell you
who can
help Fresh. Okay. Fresh air, sunshine, and good food. That's what summer is all about. HelloFresh makes it easier to fit quick home-cooked meals into your schedule every week by curating delicious recipes like pasta primavera, chicken Dijon, pecan and crusted trout, as well as over 100 seasonal snacks, sides, and treats. In 2025, we're evolving to fit every lifestyle by bringing customers even more convenience without compromising on taste, health, or homemade quality. Our new ready-made meals offer chef-cured, flavorful dishes that are ready in just 3 minutes, so you can dig in and get in and outside, get work done, and just get back more me time.
Buddy, when I was single, This was the number one and most incredible thing in the world because it Venn diagrammed into two things that I love so much, okay? It made dating easier because you do a date, you go, hey, where you wanna go? You go, hey, just come to my place. We can cook together. What is better than that?
You can still do that with your girlfriend now.
We do!
And if she's out of town, you can have the leftovers because every meal makes enough for two.
Buddy.
I'm sorry. Oh, that dinner was great. Man, I wish I had more. Oh, you ever heard of leftovers?
Leftovers in the morning are insanely good.
Leftovers.
And HelloFresh, you're like, oh man, I don't know what to pick. Really? They can freaking do it for you.
They do it for you. Dude, honestly, I made a butter chicken from them one day. I still think about it.
Yeah?
This was like 4 years ago. Unreal.
I love them and now you guys can too, okay? So feel great with meals that fit your spring schedule and make the season even more delicious. Go to HelloFresh.com/Sox10FM now to get 10 free meals with a free item for life. One per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only, varies by plan. HelloFresh.com/Sox10FM.
Goddamn. Owner is armed.
Armed? What does that mean?
Yeah, your leg too?
Why don't you put a sign on your door that says no guns are prohibited? So then the robber can't use a gun in your house.
That's true.
You're gonna want to break the rules.
Yeah.
Oh fuck. Like TSA.
No liquids. He starts taking his shoes off.
Dude, that would be a really funny sketch if you had that up in front. It's like take your shoes off and the guy's like,
fuck. Gotta shoot this guy barefoot.
Did you guys have metal detectors in your school?
No.
Oh.
You did?
Metal, yeah. You did?
Well, that's Philly.
You had a metal detector in your school?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
But dude, you ever drive past a school? I've done it. Now they have so many, especially like going through LA, it's like there's so many cops up front of like schools.
Cops.
And metal detectors. And
which do that.
Yeah. Well, they're looking for vapes too.
For real?
Probably.
Yeah. Are vapes metal? They look very plastic.
Aluminum.
Aluminum. Yeah, shut up.
Aluminum.
Shut up with that.
Aluminum.
Do you remember
tomato.
The canines that would come into school and there was always like the one drug kid that was like freaking out?
We never had any that, fucking dog. We had
that. More so at the airport. I see that dog and I'm like,
oh yeah.
When you see the dog there, I start sweating.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, I probably have residue of when I was 17 in my backpack. Didn't even own the backpack when I was 17. Yeah. There's definitely drugs everywhere. Even when a cop's next to me. I don't, no, I'm doing
but I think everything.
Wrong.
I'm like, this guy's going to know I was texting and driving. It's a dog.
100%.
But I also think the dog is there to smell explosives, some boom booms.
Yeah, boom booms. Dude, I was in the airport in, where the fuck was I, Mexico, and the dog was trying to find food.
Yeah, yo quiero Taco Bell.
Exactly. The dog was trying to find food because they had to throw away food. I mean,
oh, you
go
can't
fuck
with
yourself.
It?
No, you can't like bring in food, but I'm talking about like, it's like a Panera sandwich. Leave me alone.
There's a pipe bomb in your broccoli cheddar.
Yeah, but it's just a food thing. It wasn't even like bombs. It was like you can't bring food.
Do they have any dog doing that? That's what dog has to be trained on where to find
food?
The
dog wasn't really trained.
I think the presence of a dog just alerts people a little bit more.
Me too. But I didn't have any food on me. But this woman with a family of like four that was like alone with four other kids, she had like Tupperware with food in it, and the dog and the person that was working there was like, all right. So it's like,
yeah, pat her down, anal cavity. She gets a tuna sandwich.
Lit,
but
literally,
a tuna sandwich.
It's eggplant parmesan for my fucking family. Can I please have it? You had maybe to throw away with the Tupperware.
Wow,
it was awful.
What blows my mind is you can just bring food to the airport. You can make a sandwich at home and go to the airport and eat it, like on the plane. You can just bring food. Water bottle? No.
It is
BLT?
Weird.
Sure.
Yeah, it is weird. It is weird. I don't have a gun, but I have roast beef. Honestly, both are worse. You know what
roast
I'm trying to say?
Roast beef is like a slow bomb.
Yeah.
The second you crack it open, people are just like, oh, hell no!
What the fuck is that? Where's the aioli?
Smells like hot mustard.
I went to Milwaukee. Thank you, people, for coming out. I went to Milwaukee, and this is not a fun story.
I will be in Milwaukee.
Oh, say it.
Or I was there last night by the time this comes out.
Yeah, you were. It was a good show. I was there.
I had so much fun. Thanks for coming out.
Dude, thank you so much for everyone coming
out. I loved it. Thanks for coming out.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? That crowd work up top? Woo!
Crazy.
The girl with the gun?
Man, when I said the Bucks.
Oh, my God.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Milwaukee Bucks. So, buck is a deer?
Correct.
Like a dude deer?
What about the woman deer?
That's the sucks.
Honestly, cut the episode. We're done.
Clip it.
That's the best
Milwaukee
episode
tornades.
We ever. Fucking do it.
First of all,
saying?
Milwaukee.
Oh, Milwaukee.
And then I also want to know who would get gatted.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't done that yet.
And I have another airport thing. Hold on. Where do I go? This is the dumbest story ever. They had roast beef in the green room. And I'm not a massive roast beef guy. I know everyone laugh. Not. It was the best.
It's kind of good.
Sure.
I can't look at it, but it's kind of good.
Dude, I can't look at it or smell it. It is.
Yeah, the smell is weird. It's like wet pennies.
Yeah, you go, is this bad or good?
Yeah.
What is that?
Every other meat you can smell if it's, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Salami sometimes got the smells. You can't smell it.
Salami's fine with me.
But if you smell it, you go, I don't know if this is bad or not.
What blows my mind is salami's just out of the fridge at grocery stores. It's just hanging up next to the chips. I'm like, this is meat?
Yeah, just the plastic is fine?
Yeah, that's just keeping it.
You know what's wild is I have dog food for my dog. All right, cool sentence, man.
Great one.
It's good. But this new dog food I have isn't just in a box, right? It's like wet food, but in a box.
Yeah.
And it's fine for years if you don't open a box. And then you open a box and you have to refrigerate, and after 3 days, it's gone. What type of magic is that?
It's like sucked the air, the pressure, the air will like corrupt it.
But it's not, I hear
like
that.
Like a Slim Jim.
I hear, yeah, but it's not. But if you open a Slim Jim, you can leave it out for 2 years and it's fine. But with this food, just because you open the box, what is the box made out of? Adamantium? I don't understand.
I don't know.
I don't either. It freaks me out. What was my point?
Milwaukee.
Roast beef, awesome. I ate it.
Airport thing.
So at the Mexico airport, the food thing was really weird. I felt bad for people. Let them have their Panera sandwich. It's
also,
fine.
Take 4 steps back and eat it.
Well, they were already past the thing. We were waiting for the, it was by the baggage claim. So we were already in the country.
Mm.
So there's a big
still
side.
Still eat it.
For sure, just let someone have their chicken noodle soup. It's fine.
Yeah.
The second thing is, my girlfriend's sister was on her phone.
Hey now.
Was on her phone. My man lost his mind. There was a sign that said no phones. She was just like texting while waiting for the thing. And he comes up, and they all know Spanish. I don't know it. Yelling at her in Spanish to put her phone down.
Why?
I do not know.
Going through customs?
We were already through customs. We were just at baggage claim.
You can have a phone at baggage claim?
Cannot. I mean, apparently at that airport,
What is this, a Diddy party? Why can't you have a phone? What the fuck? Oh, yeah. Hey, I got to call an Uber. No!
Literally, dude, she was texting her boss, and it was like this massive thing, and she literally goes, I'm doing it anyways. And she turned her back to the guy, and I had to be a lookout. I felt dangerous.
You were a getaway. You were a getaway driver.
I was a getaway driver. It felt kind of dangerous. And I would be like,
Who's coming? Who's coming? Who's coming?
Yeah, it was insane. Great. So who's going to die?
If the Knicks win, you have to just scroll. Go to following and just give it a scroll. Go up, down, up, down, up, down, and just land on one.
Oh, really? Not just one massive one?
Ooh.
You're cool. I don't care.
I would go up, down, up. Just because if you go all the way down, it's going to be like somebody you went to like high school with. Well, maybe that is good.
Oh, I see what you're saying, because does it go in order?
I don't know.
Let me see. No, it says sort by default. Okay. Should we do default or should we get specific? Least date followed latest or date followed earliest or default? Default's kind of all over the place.
Default,
great. So one whoop?
One swoop.
Okay, so
this is for the Knicks to win the finals next year, but this person, you have to go back to the hotel and get them down. You don't go to jail.
But I have to do it?
Yeah, but you'd be a New York legend.
Would everyone know that I did it?
Yeah, but New York legend.
Question.
You're the reason the Knicks win the finals.
But it's for some reason not against the law.
Yeah.
Everyone would know I gatted somebody.
Yeah.
I'd have to shoot him?
Yeah, yeah.
What's that look like? I walk in the Marriott and shoot him in the face, or they're struggling? You know what I mean?
Facing outside the window.
Sick. Yeah. And they have a Pacers jersey on, and they're crying?
Yeah, exactly.
John Wilkes Booth?
Yeah.
Head.
Dude, correct.
John Wilkes Booth gave Abraham Lincoln head.
Low key.
Not high key.
High
head.
Key. Head.
Head. JFK?
God,
he got head.
It sucks being out of play again, gatted.
Yeah, I mean,
let me
enjoy
it. Do it at the Sphere, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah.
All right. Play?
All right, yeah. A play.
What the fuck?
What was that? This is really 3D. Bang, bang, bang.
When did Cinderella get gun effects?
I mean, buddy, also, back in the day, Muskie Gat got hurt worse.
How did he sneak that in?
I don't think there was in metal. No,
he's like, it's a broom.
I think it was a Swiffer. What's that? Shut up. No, but I think it was a revolver. Like a small one.
Ah.
The first guy to make the big gun small, I mean, he got hit immediately.
What was his beef with our boy?
Good question. I think he was just spitting too many facts at the Gettysburg Address.
Really?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be funny if like Abraham Lincoln, the speech wasn't good. It was just facts about Gettysburg. You're like, can you please talk political? He's like, the population in Gettysburg. Was he even good at talking? We have no records of him talking.
Abe Lincoln?
Just, yeah, everyone just thinks he was good at talking.
He's on the penny.
Yeah.
Hold Money on. Talks.
Is he?
Abe
is he on
Lincoln?
The penny?
Yeah, he's on the penny.
No,
on the
that's,
five.
Isn't, hold on. Abe Lincoln's on the penny?
Yeah.
Abe?
He's so rich, he doesn't even know what a penny is anymore.
No. But isn't.
Who's
no,
on the Bitcoin?
Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Some Asian guy. It is.
Satoshi Nakamoto.
Bless you. I'm crushing. All right. Ready? All right. Ready?
Yep.
How many Bitcoins does that guy own?
Oh, I think a lot.
Hold on. Is he still like Dead Mouse? Like, we don't know what his face looks like? You know what yes, I mean. We know what Dead yes. Mouse face looks like.
Yeah,
but we know
I wouldn't want to let people know. But also be pretty obvious.
But
I would have a Bugatti with a giant B in the front. And that B doesn't stand for Bugatti. So it's yeah. Bitcoin.
Oh, right. I'd be like, it's Blaustein. It's not.
Yeah.
But he doesn't.
Bitstein.
What?
Bitstein.
Bitstein.
Drop the coin.
Dude, third
pump
special.
And dump. Hawk to it. Jail. Back? Not really.
Dude, pump and dump. I mean, that's not the name of a porn. Somebody needs to get assassinated.
Call that Amsterdam.
John Wilkes Booth. Hold on. His name was John Wilkes Booth, and he killed him from the booth.
What if it was his last name wasn't even Booth? That's just the nickname they gave him. John
it.
Wilkes.
And we know
isn't that,
that
a university? Wilkes Bar? That's a university.
Yes.
And you do.
In Philadelphia.
You do know that John Wilkes Booth, we've said this, we've talked about this 120 times, I don't care. John Wilkes Booth was like George Clooney.
Hot?
Well, no. Not dude, he was a famous actor.
John Wilkes Booth?
Dong. It would be like George Clooney getting Trump. Right now. And
tequila
Trump,
sales would spike.
They would.
Casamigos. George Clooney.
He was so crazy, he was Casamigos. Mama!
Goddamn. This next ad is brought to you by Lucy. What is Lucy? It's 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco-free. Lucy breakers are nicotine pouches with an extra surprise. Ding dong, it's a surprise. Each pouch holds a capsule that can be broken up to release extra flavor and hydration. Set yourself up with a subscription and have Lucy delivered straight to your door.
We love them, dude.
I love Lucy.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a show.
Not
and
anymore.
It's also this. Dude, if you ever want to get a little zhuzh in your life, dude,
make
the sun a little brighter. Ooh. You're in an editing or ooh, you're just at work and you're like, you know what? Let me change my life up a bit. Just throw one in, dude. It just it relieves stress, honestly.
Yeah.
And it just makes the day a little brighter. It really does, dude. We love them. And now
it helps you lock in, but it also relaxes you.
I
love it for editing.
It's like, you know, you have a hard day at work, you throw one in, you're like, you know what?
Yeah, it's a treat.
It's a treat. Okay.
I love it. Okay. Listen, I be cranking these when editing on long drives after a set. I really do enjoy it. What I want to let you know is you can level up your nicotine routine with Lucy if you go to lucy.co/stiff and use promo code stiff to get 20% off your first order. Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. I do want to say this again, that is lucy.co and use code stiff for 20% off. Also, and here comes a fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Goddamn.
Dang, he was at a play.
Huh?
He was at a comedy play.
He went to a fucking damn Chappelle show?
Yeah.
Damn.
That sucks.
Do they still continue the play after?
I don't think
the show must go on.
Yeah, I don't think so.
There's one guy in the back that's like, oh, my scene wasn't even here yet.
Oh, dude, these actors are so fucking egotistical. Of course.
Comedy play. God.
First of all, saying a comedy play is like what your grandma calls your fucking stand-up. How's your comedy show play?
Yeah.
Grandma,
how
you have 11 days left.
How are your live action skits going?
Come here. I have a room I need to show you my house.
Pull this candle. Who's getting gatted?
Who's getting gatted?
Who's getting gatted?
I want to do this the whole time and never do it.
It's good retention.
Right. You ready?
Yep. One scroll. Everybody right. Knows the rule.
All right. I don't know. Okay. Ready?
And then just drop.
Oh, fuck. All right. I fucked up already. Sorry. All right. Ready? And then, so this and then one?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready? Fuck. All right. Listen, Max Matikoff.
He's a funny guy.
He's so funny. Also, he's dead.
He lives in New York,
he
too.
He does. I think he's from New York.
But I also think if he's from New York, that's best case scenario because he's like, I will die for this.
Yes.
It's the same way a suicide bomber's like, this is for my country.
Yeah.
Is that bad to say?
No. That's what their mentality is. You're just spitting facts. So this dude is taking it, like taking it for the city of New York.
Dude, if I was a suicide bomber, I would tell so many hoes beforehand.
72 of them.
There you go.
Guys. Guys.
But, you know, because once you're dead, I mean, the thought is you go to heaven, those 72 virgins.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, you're also like, yeah, but what about 72 virgins on earth? I'm at the club like, yo, next Saturday finna be a kaboom.
Oh.
Because I'm like, oh, my God, you're him? You're the guy doing it? Fuck.
Oh,
Let
right.
Let me make you kaboom.
Yeah, look at these ankles.
What is the youngest you can be a nun? 73? I've never seen a bad nun.
I have.
Well, that was on a website.
True.
18.
Good.
Can you do me a favor and type in 24-year-old nun?
His computer's going to explode. God's going to smite this computer. And I've never said smite in my life.
How funny would that be if you get to heaven, they pull up your search history? First thing they do.
They will. Well, the funny is they don't even need to pull it up. God just has on a fucking Rolodex.
It is funny if he has just like a MacBook. You're like, you're God and you have a MacBook? He's like, sorry. It's like when you go to check in at a hotel late, they're like, sorry, it's recalculating.
Oh, yeah, he's got one genius bar.
Yeah,
guy.
Sorry.
A young community of Franciscan sisters in Ohio.
She a nun?
She's not yet a sister, but is on her way to join the 1% of nuns in the U.S. who are under 30.
1%?
Less than 200 young women enter into a religious vocation each year.
A guitar?
In the U.S. And not all will complete the almost 10-year process to become a sister.
I didn't know it was
but for those who do, they are giving up many trappings of modern life. Dating, material wealth, and sometimes even cell phones.
I'm going to be honest, bro. Like, wouldn't it be absolutely incredible just to, like, know, like, just have no doubt and just know exactly what you're doing? That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you have one objective in life.
That's what I mean.
You and I are like, we didn't want to do 1,000 things.
1,000. It's too
much.
But
if it was just one.
Just one. Just, like, essentially give up relationships, give up money, and just worship the Lord and help, like, spread his word. It sounds awesome. Oh, I didn't watch this.
You see this beatboxing
but I saw,
nun?
Yeah, go ahead. Please. There's a beatboxing nuns.
This is shit you'd see on daytime TV at like 11 a.m.
Yep. You know some dude somewhere pauses in that fucking...
Shotty off the fucking cola. Look at her tweaking on the right. She off a...
Hey!
She off a Dr. Pepper. God,
oh my God, that's a mouse.
Who's my man on the right? Is that Sam Smith?
Holy shit. Wow!
Wait, she didn't even start spinning yet. Or was she doing it?
I think she's just beatboxing.
Here's that. You hear it?
Mustard!
That's what it sounds like. Dude, that's so good. I love it when they do this. I love it when they put a little modern twist on God. Good for him. You think they practice in the back of the rectory?
The nun?
1 p.m. Dance Absolutely. Class?
I think she sneezed and was like, Hachipu!
Oh,
what the fuck?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yo!
That's the devil.
Who do you think got more pussy in high school, the beatboxing guy or the freestyle guy?
Freestyle guy.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
No one's ever seen a guy beatboxing and be like, do that on my pussy now.
Yes, there has.
You think?
Yes.
The freestyle guy was great because he didn't even care about women. He just wanted to rhyme the word limo with these hoes in front of like a group. That was the best part about getting high school. You get rejected and you're just like, man, fuck this, bro. Like, I'm just going to start freestyling in the corner.
Yeah.
Other guys pull up like, dude, this guy's a legend.
Yeah. He gets rejected. He goes, fuck these hoes. There's my elbows. And everyone goes, oh, and he goes, I know what I'm going to do the rest of my life. And then he gets on YouTube and turns into something Mac, that white
guy. Yeah, high school parties are a gateway drug to rapping.
Yeah. Well, weed is a gateway drug to rapping.
That too.
That's literally it. But I used to freestyle on my roof in Maryland with my buddy, high as fuck.
Bro. It still happens. When I did shows in San Jose, we got an Airbnb, and in the backyard, they're right next to us, there's like a college-y area. Right next to us, there was these guys up until like 4 a.m., just instrumental on loop, spitting bars.
It's fun,
it's probably
dude.
The best night of their life.
Best night of their life.
And these guys were trash.
Good. Oh, right.
He'd be like, yo, life is crazy. shit, Daisy. And I'll be like, okay.
Sucks. If they say turn it up, you ain't got nothing.
Yo, run it back, run it back. But just freestyle until 4 a.m. And then they get quiet for a minute, drugs, and then they would get back in it. Those were the best nights ever.
Because you don't care about hoes, you don't care about your career, you're just in the moment with your boys.
But what's funny is that sometimes when you're too good at freestyling, does turn into hoes.
It does.
You're freestyling in the backyard with your homies. Yo, this is really good. You should put this on YouTube. And then you do it. And now people are paying to see you, and hoes are like, do that thing with your mouth.
And you go, no. Can you imagine being a famous freak? Like, who's that dude? Daddy Mac, the white dude, something Mac, whatever the frick.
I forget what you're talking about.
Yeah, the guy that got, give me a word. And he goes, orange creamsicle. And he goes, no problem.
What is his name?
What's his name?
I don't know.
Something Mac. Yeah. It doesn't matter. But we all know who I'm talking about. It's got to be really annoying to be him. He's at Foot Locker. He just wants to buy some fucking Air Force Ones. And some guy yells out, Timberland! Like, come on, man.
Goddamn.
This next ad is sponsored from our boys at Ship Station. Mr. Wallace, life in general can be chaotic, but if you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. All right, save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, okay, and finding the best rates among all global carriers. You can focus on other parts of your business
because you never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again with ShipStation.
Buddy, I'm sick of worrying about things in the business that we do that doesn't have anything to do with the creative. And this allows us to just focus on the creative, focus on the merch piece of it without worrying about all the analytics and everything. ShipStation just does it for you so we can focus on what we need to focus on, which is the creative, okay? I didn't get in this business to worry about business.
Damn.
Hold up.
Kind of a bar. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation, and 98% of the companies stuck with ShipStation for a year. They ended up becoming customers for life.
But we use it on every single one of our drops, dude. It's seamlessly integrated with services and selling channels you already use, all right? And it manages orders on one easy dashboard, okay? We love it, and now you can too. Okay, so calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. All right, switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use code SOCKS to sign up for your free trial. Do you understand how much money free is? It is $0, okay? So to go to ShipStation.com and use our code SOCKS to get a freaking free trial.
Goddamn.
Andrew Mack?
Something Mac. He's so good.
Imagine being on a date. And she's wait, do the thing.
I'm gonna order Ryan chicken Brandino. Alfredo.
Branzino, chilling with a mean hoe.
She's so mean. Let me see your pussy hole.
Finna nut thick, Greek yo, Gert.
Skirt in my Bugatti.
Freestyle right now?
Go.
Absolutely.
Huh? Absolutely, give me a fucking beat, bitch.
Yeah.
That's gonna be my tag. Give me a beat, bitch.
Really good. Jack's getting married, gonna get his shit milked, dairy. He's shaving his cock, not hairy.
Good.
Pussy better be bald, Larry, David. I get paid, David spaded, FBI my house raided. Oh, it's clean, the maid did.
I'll accept it.
All right, Mike, good in it.
You don't even have to rhyme, you just do that.
Yo, every day I play, I beat my dick like a kid in play.
Ooh.
Yeah, my dick is bald. Oh shit, my mama called, I came again. Oh shit, Uncle Ben, Rice, I got no life. Gun to my head. Gun says, go to bed. Oh, fuck. That was kind of good. I ain't give a fuck if I'm in the hood or I'm in Maryland. I lost it. I don't give a fuck. Yo, mom is tossed it. Train.
Ooh, your voice kept getting higher and higher and higher and higher as you were thinking. You turned into a character at the end.
Oh, man.
I don't give a fuck. Train. That was hard. So see, now we post that online and now hoes are like, oh, God, that is so hot.
God, I mean, I can't believe that podcast do comedy and fucking rap.
It's so cool. You rhyme a word and then get pussy.
Harry Mack. His name is Harry Mack.
But isn't that crazy? Yeah. You rhyme words over a song and women are like, I gotta give you head now.
Yes. Isn't it crazy that like freestyle is just like anything else? You have learned how to rhyme for years and years. Yeah. But you've rhymed. It's like doing crowd work sometimes. Like you've done the inner workings of sort of this kind of thing a bunch of times. So you know where to go, you know where not to go. And it's like, he knows every word that rhymes with every fucking word. Or he just knows that if his mouth goes turd, he has 9 words on deck. It's because he's done it so many times.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? It's a skill. It's definitely a skill.
Well, especially with this dude, everybody in the world has said to him like orange or like hard words. So he has those.
Who's that comic that goes, I like my women like my...
Darren Carter.
Darren Carter.
The party starter.
The party starter. This dude is super funny.
Yeah.
He does this thing at the end, is a lot of his sets where he kind of does a song and he goes, I like my women like my, and has the audience yell out a word and then he's like...
Then he finishes...
What is it?
Finishes the joke.
Yeah.
Like, I think I saw him
do
at
one?
The Laugh Factory. I forget. Like, I like my women like my... Then the crowd goes, goggles! He's like, strap around my face! And then he does the lights after.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But saying all that to say, like, he's been doing that for years, but so he's done every... Because humans, if you're a group of people, you generally say the same 70 things. Yeah. Like, no one's going to be like, Pearl Harbor, like, for the most part.
Okay, I like my women like my Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor! Oh,
me or you?
Wet and in a boat. give me one. I like my women like I like my...
AstroTurf.
Green and short. Aliens.
I thought you were going to say on my feet.
Fuck. That'd have been good. Yeah, maybe it's not as easy as we think it is.
Yeah, but dude, I mean, that's a guy where you see it, you hear about it, and you go, what is this? And then he just murders.
Murders.
Like, fuck, I can't even follow
this. Oh, I know. You go, I have to go next.
Dude, do you remember the times I walk up there and probably like try to ride the wave and be like, yeah, I like mine. And they're like, boo.
Yeah.
Bring the flashlight guy back.
Where is it? And you're like, I don't have a flashlight, but I have a fleshlight.
Oh my God. Imagine doing
crushing,
that.
Crushing.
SNL sketch right there.
Right here. Here and now. Good night. What is this?
Oh, did you see this lady?
Yeah.
This will fire you up, Michael. This will piss you
off. I'm so excited.
The way it pissed me off.
All right, they were on a delayed flight for 2 hours, no Wi-Fi, and...
Hold on. Sorry, delayed flight. They're just stuck on the tarmac for 2 hours and no Wi-Fi?
Yes.
Is it hot or cold?
I don't know. It was in Orlando, so I'm guessing.
Oh, awful. Yeah. Awful.
If there's no AC in there, I have a room in my house I need to show you.
So listen to this.
Shooter. Pause it. Pause it. Pause it right now. Pause it right now. Pause it right now. Grab your stupid white fucking kid. Sit her the fuck down. Give her an iPad. This not a singing bitch. No. I don't get. Oh, I have a dream. Sit down and learn how to sing first. You nursery rhyme hoe. I don't give a fuck. Dude, I'm in Orlando. I need to go to fucking LA. I'm in LA for literally 17 hours before I got to get back on a flight to go to fucking Milwaukee or wherever I'm going. Tell your dude. What? This isn't The Voice, bitch.
What happened to kids vaping? Sit down with Cocoa Melon, vape away. There's not AirPods.
Who approved this?
That could be noise canceling.
Who approved this?
I don't know.
There's so many people accountable for this. The parents, the airline stewardess who approve this. And people, you know who else is responsible for this? No one getting up and hitting that kid with a pillow. One pillow. Just one pillow. Yeah. Every move. One pillow.
Dude, imagine just being in the back. Light her.
You know what I'd do, honestly? If I had a pair of scissors in my dop kit, I'd go there and just fucking cut the cord.
Can we continue watching this? I'm curious how long this goes on for. It's a minute 54, which is crazy.
Can I, cool before we play, listen. I fully understand that this is a 12-year-old girl that's maybe trying to do something or whatever, but right now you're auditioning for pedophiles. Go ahead.
A lady took her headphones off.
Yeah.
Anything, I'm putting those bitches on. I'm sitting front row staring at her going, noise canceling.
I take everything back I said. This is not the kid's fault. The kid's 12, maybe 11. The kid is actually probably trying to, in her kid brain, be like, oh, I'm gonna entertain.
But do you think it was her idea or the mom being like, oh, let's let Sheila up there?
Maybe. Yeah, you're right. Maybe. But it feels like something when I was a kid that I would be like, oh, let me do it. It's my time to shine type thing.
No way.
But it's up to my parents to be like, sit your Jew fucking face down. No one gives a shit about your stupid thing.
I just want to know how this got brought up.
Me too.
Was the flight attendant like, man, anybody in here an entertainer?
You go, if someone gets up, you're going to need a fucking doctor. What are the comments saying?
The funniest one is, maybe I'm not going to get that real ID. So funny.
Oh my God, dude. The internet is undefeated.
Goddamn. Wow, so it was actually 4 hours. They were delayed to it, then they circled Orlando for 2 hours.
I mean, at that point, I might start singing.
That's crazy.
But I'm singing suicidal shit. Wake me up! Wake me up, bitch! Can we keep playing it? I'm very curious how it ends.
I hope it just ends with a beheading.
Did you just cough?
Yeah.
I mean, pull her off. Your daughter's hacking up airplane dust. And you're like, wait till the chorus. What song is this, by the way?
It's a Moana song.
Some Frozen song.
Oh. I mean, cut her mic. The flight attendant next door is not even gassing her up. Nobody's gassing her up.
No one. There's someone like humming a little bit, I hear.
You're a first class idiot holding her phone horizontal. Like, who's singing? Flight attendant looks like she's waiting for the bathroom. Doesn't she?
Yeah.
Or is it the mom?
Can you pause it? Buddy.
Is this the longest song ever?
It would be really fucking awesome if she was insanely good. Because then it's like, dude, rock it. Still not okay. Literally still not okay.
I also think you can't sound good over an airplane intercom.
No, she it's can't. Through a phone.
Nobody's going to
sound good.
Good
at the Met in Philadelphia.
So what if this is like a 35-year-old man freestyling?
Oh, tackle him. Put him on the no-fly list.
Oh, yeah.
Put him on the no-fly list. Literally. This is a terrorist threat to my ears.
Yeah.
I'm planting fentanyl on this guy somewhere.
100%.
He has anthrax.
Shoot him, put him in a recycling bin,
Laden. This is a prayer. He's going to take us down.
But so, isn't that funny that if this was like an adult, within 3 seconds people start booing?
Oh, my God. I mean, dude, I'm putting my head down like I'm napping going, boom! I just want to see how it ends.
Like, yeah, how it ends, right.
I mean, dude, if she gets tackled, I'll lose my mind.
Oh, I mean, how are you not going to film the ending of that?
Yeah, because the ending probably gets pretty bad.
What's also everyone clapped for sure. But what's crazy is that it's a minute 54 and he started when she was already singing. Listen, she's 12. She doesn't know any better. But somebody say, okay, like sing happy birthday and that's good.
Don't sing anything. Not one note of anything unless you're Mariah Carey's daughter. Get off the mic.
Well, sing a song like karaoke we all know. Sing some Amy Winehouse. Sing some Foreigner. Journey.
Yeah, I don't.
Every care I take, everyone's aiming.
I mean,
the pilot's up there just throwing back opioids.
I mean, I'm literally
singing the same song.
I'm gonna walk by her acting like I'm gonna go to the bathroom and then slit her throat.
No. Slit the telephone wire. Slit the telephone wire. Also, why is there a telephone in the middle of the plane?
I think they all
they're in the front. Why are they making announcements in front of the shitter?
I think it's like a bigger plane.
I'm about to blow up the bathroom.
Oh, right. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I honestly feel bad for the little girl. Feel bad for her.
Of course. She's the new Mason Ramsey. She's the new yodeling kid.
Yodeling kid was good. He was good.
Listen, I think if she wasn't on an airplane speaker and like was maybe singing with some a cappella or some, you know, Metro Boomin behind her, I think it would be better.
Here's the thing. If she had Timberland producing her entire album and she had someone else singing for her, it'd still be bad.
Just went on for so long and it's so quiet in the plane. Nobody's like, woo, you go, girl.
I know.
Like, you ever been to a recital?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I mean, I wasn't allowed to be there.
But, you know, people every once in a while get some chirps in the crowd. Yes, woo. Or if that's my daughter, I'm like, you got it, honey.
If she doesn't.
Every care I take, every room I make, every.
What? I don't know any of the lyrics. Bring it up. Let's sing it. Okay. What is it? Moana?
And also I want to look up, did she get like signed to something after? Like record labels right now, I think they're latching on to anything with social clout. She's got a record deal right now from Def Jam. She has to. She's going to be singing on fucking Bugs Life 7. Every care I take.
What is this?
Is this where she started? Every turn I take. Wait, actually sing it your best you can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And okay, for the clip, let's see if you're better than the 12-year-old.
Okay, all right.
Who's singing, okay?
All right, can you not, can you take the blue away? Make it bigger, please. Can you give me the, well, she didn't have a track, right? So I can't have one?
Yeah, bro, that's fucking cheating.
Okay, all right, ready? Every turn I take, every trail I track.
Get right? him off!
Every trail I track? Okay, right? Every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know.
Oh, where brother!
I cannot go. Well, I don't know the fucking, how it goes. I don't know the melody.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Just, yeah, it continues to build up.
Where I long to be, see the line where the sky meets the sea, it calls me.
Honestly, I'm kind of
no one knows how far it goes if the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me. One day I know if I go there, just I don't know the fucking melody.
It was really good. Yeah, it was really good. My turn.
I said U-turn. Wow, okay.
U-turn is what the plane should have done. Get that kid off.
Literally fire her.
Every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know, where I cannot go, where I long to be. See the line where the sky meets the sea.
Not bad.
It calls me. No one knows how far it goes if the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me.
Oh, this part.
I have a bomb.
Acapella or both you.
Uh-oh.
See the light. Yeah, let's do it together.
Okay.
See the light as it shines on the sea. It's blinding. But no one knows how deep it goes,
and it seems like it's calling out to me.
So come find me and let me know what's beyond the line.
Will I cross that line? Give me a line of cocaine.
It says she did this for 45 minutes and all the entertainment screens were paused.
It's not
oh
real.
My God. I'm playing real. Hangman in real life. I'm guessing all the wrong letters. My word is flight. I'm going X.
You know
why?
How come no horror movie has ever done that?
What?
Hangman in real life. That'd be such a good horror movie scene.
Oh.
Jordan Peele. Hello? I have an idea.
His name is Jordan Peele.
It's going to start with this.
Yeah.
Dude, 45 minutes of that, I honestly would lose my mind.
It's waterboarding in real life. You're waterboarding my earlobes.
God, dude, I would look for any senior citizen, be like, give me your hearing aids and let me turn them off.
Yeah, I'd start cutting my ear off like I'm fucking Picasso.
I think I'll just try to get off.
Like
I have a gun.
Sexually?
Yeah. No. I would just start making threats to myself. I would look at a stewardess and be like, hey, excuse me, not to be alarming. I have a pipe bomb.
Yeah.
I should get off.
It's square in my ass and I got 11 minutes left.
45 minutes of that.
It's not, I mean, they were joking, but yeah.
No, I don't know, man.
Sure. She wasn't singing the same song for 45 minutes.
No, but like kept singing.
No. I would give her, I'm not joking you, realistically, if I'm on the plane and she starts singing, my initial reaction is someone kill the parents, right? And then
parents
I'm gonna,
first
and
to
then
go.
Yeah, and then after about 2 minutes, I'm gonna start increasingly get upset. Like
and,
I can't.
And what are you doing to make people around you know you're upset? Loud coughs, couple,
like a
go to
like,
the bathroom.
Like really, I'm calling the stewardess over and be like, hey, come here. You need to have her stop. Have her stop.
I would lie. I would make him an elaborate story and be like, listen, I just lost my daughter and that was her favorite song. It's really traumatizing me right now. Please turn it off.
Yeah. My dog just died. His name was Moana.
The flight attendant looks at you and goes, every path.
Uppercut. Uppercut immediately.
That is crazy. Especially how sassy flight attendants have been lately. I'm surprised they let it go on as long as possible.
Dude, I've been catching fucking heat
flight attendants are sassy.
Bro,
I have one. I had headphones on. She goes to my leg. She goes, I go, what? She goes, what do you want to drink? JetBlue. JetBlue, I'm going to go, fuck. No. JetBlue is either the nicest plane you've ever been on or it's a Greyhound bus on tech decks.
Yeah. 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 There's so much violence in there. It should be called Jet Black and Blue.
I like it.
It's a bruise joke. It's fine. Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
You've been catching strays on flights?
Strays. Fucking strays, dude. I tried to get into, we were boarding and I was like posting. So I like missed my boarding group and I just walked to the front like normal. And you go, oh, it's, you know, and she covered the fucking thing. And she goes, what group are you? And I was like, one. And she goes, okay, well, we're boarding three. And I go, okay.
Rock
so
beat scissors, bitch.
Yeah. So
let me on.
So I go, oh, so I have to, and she goes, yeah, get in line. And I go, so I'm a group one and I have to get in line. And she goes, yes.
Go.
All right. I guess United is different than the entire airline industry. But I'll fuck. Yeah. Not like aggressively, but I was like, oh, I guess United is different than all airline industry. I'll wait. Yeah. And I went in the back. And then when I got to the front, she was super nice to me. Don't fucking change her, dude. Be mean to me the whole time. Fuck your bipolar stuff. She goes, oh, have a good flight. Listen, I'll kill you. And if you put a girl on there that sings, I'm going to kill her too. I hate it.
That's my biggest thing in life that annoys me is jobs that give you like police force energy that don't need it.
Correct.
I've yelled about TSA a million times. I've made enough videos, but like to that point, when somebody's like, well, did you got, hey.
Yeah.
You're not getting paid any extra or any less.
You work for Hooters Air. Shut up.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it just you give them a little bit of authority and they just fucking
yeah.
They just love it. They just love it. And I just yes, Alex.
So, if you guys are stuck in this situation
shooter
where this plane,
okay.
Right? You're like sitting there. Like, what if the flight attendant was like, "Is anyone here a comedian to entertain us?"
Yeah. And I'm grabbing the mic and I say, "I have a bomb." And then I'm getting off.
Yeah. And I'm like,
"Yeah, I hope this joke doesn't
Yeah. I mean, literally, if there's like a kind of like a force, like, dude, come on, you can do it. I'd literally get up there and be like, if I had a gun, I would shoot everyone. Is that joke good? I'd like to know. Hey, I would say something literally like
no,
that. I wouldn't try to do a bit. I would be so angry.
45 minutes, no crowd work. Angry.
Oh, hold on.
No crowd work.
So you actually have to do it?
Yeah, you have to. It's like one of those things where it's like, is there a doctor on board? Please.
Oh my God. Nah. Could you imagine someone's having a heart attack and they go, if it happens, you laughing clears all or it fucking cures all. And they go, do bits. What if you had to do bits to cure someone?
That'd be like, awesome.
What are you opening with?
A Chappelle joke.
100%. Yeah, 100%. I'm going for what it's worth and just start from the beginning. Yeah.
Chris Rock's early
like, man,
stuff.
DC, different. Like, why does Michael sound weird as fuck?
Yeah, I would not do it. I wouldn't do it at all.
Yeah.
Realistically for this, you just bring headphones. It was like when I was on that flight recently, coming back from Kentucky Derby, and the lady was yelling about the kid. Just put headphones in.
Mm-hmm.
Headphones in, and you just look down at your phone. Yeah. The kid could be in front of me. I go, AirPod Max, boom, full volume. Here's a real singer. You ever heard of Adele, bitch? Sit down.
Adele's such a good singer.
Or I'm in the back going, next!
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing. If we were on that flight, and she started singing, I'd be like, cool, this is Apollo now.
It's about to go.
Boo, bring the Sandman out, and then who's going next?
Yeah.
Who's going next?
Going kill Tony mode, play the cat.
Oh, like, oh my God. I throw a cat at this bitch.
Malaysian Airlines. You want the shit to go missing?
Yeah, all 390 seats. It was.
You know what? I will say any flight coming back from Orlando is going to, because you've been to the Orlando airport?
Yes, sir.
It is Disneyland. It's a different part of Disneyland. It's not even an airport. You scan it with your Mickey ears. Oh, have a good flight.
Yeah, you have to do that. You have to.
You're going to get that on any flight. I think that's happening right now. The problem is there's some mom out there in Arkansas right now, and her little daughter's a star.
She's not.
To her, she is.
Correct.
And she
her eyes are weird and she can't sing.
That's a product of incest. But the mother is looking and goes, how many views did that get? It had 3.7 million likes. How many views did that get? There's a mom out there going, that's our golden ticket. That's how we're going to get you to North Hollywood. And there's going to be a flight when it's delayed. Somebody's going to go, get the telephone.
Oh, shit.
This is your shot.
I see what you're saying.
Somebody.
Fuck, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Every dude. Yeah. Holy shit, I said a revelation. There's so many fake plane sets in LA to film it. I should just get one of those and just fake do one and start to sing and then just get tackled by a flight attendant. Every breath I take, every
Yeah. I want to know what her what her mentality was before she got up there. She was like,
she's 12.
I'll save it.
I don't know. I don't know. Do you think it was the same mentality when a kid's like, I'm going to show you a trick, and it's just the most mid thing he's ever done?
Yeah. Yeah.
They like do a bunny hop and you're like, okay.
I want yeah. I want backflip. Yeah, they're like, watch this. And then get on their fucking race car bed.
Yeah.
And start fucking the steering wheel. You're like, that's my job. Do race car beds have steering wheels?
Do race car beds have steering wheels? That's a great. Do they have seat belts?
Dude, if it doesn't, I want to come strap my kid in. I got to pee. Pee in your fucking bed.
Yeah. Roll the window up. That is crazy. I would love to interview somebody on that flight. And be like, walk me through how this started. Because at first, you're already mad if it gets delayed.
Furious.
You're already mad it gets delayed for 2 hours. Then they're in the air, said?
They're not in the air.
Yeah, they were circling for 2 hours before they even landed on the tarmac.
Oh, wait, bitch. Wait, I thought they were in the tarmac the whole time.
No. They circled or landed.
That was in the air?
I don't know if they, if they were in the air.
That was grounded for sure.
Yeah, that was
grounded.
But
they landed and what they couldn't...
Yeah, they couldn't get off the plane.
Why?
I'm not sure.
Hold that shit on. Pissing me
so
off.
They were circling for 2 hours? That doesn't seem right. They don't have the fuel for that.
That's what the comment said.
They were circling
the
for 2 hours.
That's why I want to interview somebody who was on it and be like, walk me
when
through.
When was this? Was this like yesterday?
It's like a week ago. This weekend. Every breath I take. Every breath every I take. Cock I
take.
True.
Yeah.
All right, you guys want to do a sock talk?
I would love to.
His sock talk is from Isabel. She says, Father's Day is coming up, and this video of Tom Cruise reminded me of something Michael's dad would say if he was an actor.
He wouldn't say anything.
It's a silent film.
In the corner, Father's Day is just around the corner. What would an ideal Father's Day look like for you?
Hey, you know, just having fun, man. Making movies, big adventure, having a great time.
Father's Day is just...
Can we play it again?
Around the corner, what would an ideal Father's Day look like for you?
Hey, you know, just having fun, man. Making movies, big adventure, having a great time.
Father's Day is just...
He's talking like he's in a strip club and he just has no idea what they're saying.
Making movies.
What does that even mean? This guy is so off the fucking Richter scale, it's insane. Yet we still all go watch Mission Impossible 12. Dude. I'm going to go.
I'm going to use that for anything. Cops like, have you been drinking tonight? I'm like, hey, man, just making movies, having fun. Happy Father's Day.
As I'm coming in my girlfriend. Yay, just having fun making movies.
That sounds like some shit you'd be into. Like making love to your girlfriend, then you finish in her and you go, Happy Father's Day. Yeah. Like, really?
Yeah, just because I'm daddy.
Oh. All right. Make a meme edit. Because I'm daddy. Shirtless photos.
Dude, just saying I'm daddy is so fucking hot. Like I'm your daddy. Fuck. If I'm I say daddy. That like six times, I'm like that the bad guy you say whatever in the mirror like seven times.
Beetlejuice?
Yeah. I'm that, but my cock gets hard. If I say I'm daddy in the mirror seven times, I'm rock hard.
So you say Beetlejuice three times and it shows up?
I think so.
Dude, I'm surprised. I wonder how many like 13-year-old kids were looking in the mirror after and be like, oh, tits, tits, tits.
Oh, all of them. Wasn't it like Bloody Mary? You say Bloody Mary in the fucking thing, whatever. Your dad shows back up or something. What was it?
That's exactly it.
Bloody Mary or something. And the blood comes down?
Or something.
Oh, no,
don't,
dude.
I don't try it. Every breath I take. What are you doing in that situation if you're sitting in the seat right in front of her? you're like right. Your view is literally her singing.
Like a real answer, I'm going to give it about 5 minutes. I will give it a good 5 minutes.
Of course.
Because I like that kid is not doing anything wrong. It's just like her parents need to do something. But I'm giving it 5 minutes. And then I'm going to start rustling. I'm going to start moving around. I'm going to start.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Realistically, I'm probably just calling the stewardess over. I'm like, can I talk to you for a second? Really quickly. Like, I think she's having a great time, but she's impacting everyone else's fuselage, and she doesn't own this.
And the flight attendant listens and goes, sir, you need to calm down and shut your fat dog up too.
if she tells me to shut my fat dog up, I'm going to be on the no-fly list.
I wish I had an abundance of money because I would film MTV's Punk'd, but just your life. I would literally buy out an airport and I would buy the plane that is flying back to LA from Maryland or wherever you're coming back from a show just to hire an actress stewardess to look at your dog and go, I know that's like a service dog, but I think she's a little overweight for that.
You need to put her under the plane. It would be the number one rated TV show. I would be beside myself for a week straight.
Was it Boiling Points? Was that where people would set you up on a date with somebody and you could see how long they would last? You'd be in ear telling somebody what like they hated?
Yeah. No, wasn't it?
Boiling Points was somebody to piss you off.
Boiling Points. No, was that? It wasn't it the dating show that there's a bunch of comics on there, right?
Yeah.
Jeff Keith and remember that? You know what I'm talking about? Or am I misremembering this?
Boiling Points is where they would like purposely make you mad and see how long you stay in the situation. But there was one where they'd be in your ear.
I thought they'd go on like really bad dates and the best friend would like say stuff to the make
the best friend
person.
Would set him up.
Yeah, like,
Michael fucked my girlfriend back in high school, so now I'm going to piss him off.
If you type in MTV dating show and then type in Jeff Keith and then it'll, or Kayvon. Disaster Day. Yes.
Yes. Dude, I think I could literally ruin... I mean, I think I could get you to walk on a date within 3 minutes before the waters even hit the table.
I think you could.
Yeah. The second you sit down, this is when you're single, of course.
Yeah.
Second you sit down, the girl's there, she goes, I was watching your clips. Not that funny.
That is the best way to start.
And like, I knew you were short, but like a lot shorter.
Wow. And like that type of girl.
Do you like crows?
Oh my God, I'm about done.
I'm an equestrian. I think, dude, this show is awesome. So a best friend would set a guy up on a really bad date and then he would be in the girl's ear or vice versa, telling them what that person hated. So they would know. This is a fun game.
Okay.
And sure, maybe we can find ways to put this in the regular scene. I don't know, but if I was on Disaster Date, like you set me up to go on a really bad date. What are three things you would tell the girl that would just like make me irate? And I don't know. You know this about me, and I don't know that I'm on Disaster Date. I don't know. There's 19 cameras around me.
Yeah. first thing would be is the thing that you said. It would be, hey, like I watched a lot of your clips, and I know you have like a lot of followers, but it's so weird. Like I don't find any of your stuff funny. I would start there. That would get you fired the fuck up. And the line of like, I know like a lot of people find you funny, but like I just don't know why, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm
sitting there hitting a gulp going.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be whatever. Okay, cool. And then I would start attacking. I would be like, then I'd tell the girl, I'd be like, hey, start commenting on his nose immediately. Just to be like, oh, wow. It looks different in pictures. What? Just nose immediately. That's the second thing. And then I'd finish it off with, you are a cat guy, and just fucking go from there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Depends on the week I'm having. I might still hit.
Really?
You know what'd be funny is like this show.
There's no way you'd still hit.
I would be livid. I would be livid. There's so many things that would, The attacking the career thing.
That's like, you could just attack the career for both of us.
Yeah.
And we'd be done within 5 minutes. Yeah. If you kept doing it. Ooh, I got another one that would really fucking fire you up. You say something that's funny, and then they go, was that supposed to be funny?
Yeah. Wait, I thought I was supposed to be laughing if I'm going on a dinner date with a comedian.
Correct. Wow, you like haven't said anything funny.
Can I get a butcher knife real quick?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if anybody ever went on this date and they're just so horny, they just are like, yeah, I don't care. Oh, sure. Yeah. All right.
Probably.
And then the date's about to end, they're like, you're on Disaster Day. He's like, what? What?
This is a good day for me.
Yeah, I still get to hit or no?
Yeah, I mean, I went through the whole date. This girl called me a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you're ugly. All right, cool. You're hot.
Sick,
I don't
dude.
Care. You're the one on the date with me.
Head or no? Do you know anyone that I'm trying to? I could probably conjure up a few people that would just get through it. That would like white knuckle the whole date, even if you didn't.
Absolutely.
Whatever.
Or I think they'd find ways to play off it.
Yeah. Even if like, but the thing is though, and this is like sounds bad, but this is like a universal like feeling. It depends on how hot the girl is.
Yeah.
For those guys. Because if you brought in a supermodel or whoever they find the hottest type and they were saying all this stuff, most dudes, I could conjure like five or six guys that would just white knuckle through the whole day.
Oh, dude, if Victoria's Secret model's looking at me, she's like, you have a weird nose. I'd be like, oh, well, not tomorrow. I'll just get plastic surgery. Okay. Now, what else? Oh, I'm not funny? Cool. I'll quit comedy for you.
Yeah, a little cool comedy.
Oh, you're a cat guy? Pfft, great. He has no more lives.
I'm going to be pretty. Yeah, oh my God.
That would be so.
But no, right? But it doesn't matter. Like, who do you think the hottest person in the world is besides yourself?
Jack's wife.
And besides Jack's wife. And Jack's sister. Big old tits. Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa. Okay. Dua Lipa. So you're on a date with Dua Lipa.
I already won. She could literally say nothing. Because, dude, I get one. Okay, if I'm on a date with Dua Lipa.
Okay.
Hi, TMZ. I would like one photo leaving Chateau Marmont. Holding hands. Dude, I'm leaving the fucking place with Dua Lipa. She could have been yelling 1960s German slurs at me. And I'm like, here, still Dua Lipa.
You don't think there's anything. You don't think. Yeah, you do. You don't know. You don't know. There's nothing that she could say in that moment to make you be like, I'm done.
Dua Lipa?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
No.
Nothing.
I mean, afterwards, I wouldn't be stoked, but dude, one photo leaving there, one selfie. Trevor Wallace, yeah. Dua Lipa, ticket sales. Boom, 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 boom.
It is. I think I get what you're saying. I think I would, if I'm single and there's someone like of that status, I think I'm getting through the day.
You get through.
Not think. I know that I'm getting through.
I'm ordering food that requires a lot of attention so she can shut up.
Oh, right. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Let's go to the boiling crab. She's a restaurant talking shit. I mean, realistically, I'm getting through it.
I'm getting through it.
But if it's, I don't know. I don't know.
Because
I wouldn't be happy.
Because for us, it's like just for the story. Like I'm getting through it see if there's something afterwards. Because it's such a funny bit.
Great.
Such a funny bit.
It's great.
Yeah. So if it's someone like that, I'm getting through it. But I wonder what the cutoff is.
Yeah, I mean, unreal. But if it's like an ex-girlfriend or somebody I used to date and we go on a date and they start doing this to me, I'm like, what's going on here?
Right. If it's like Greta Gerwig, I mean, get the fuck out of here.
That's the most beautiful woman in the world.
I'm not going to say it.
Just say it.
She looks so much like my girlfriend.
Okay.
That's all I was going to say.
So say she's hot.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Every time we bring her up, I want to say it and I just feel weird.
I think
weird.
Your girlfriend's hot.
Good.
Beat.
Okay. Secret Stock is kind of off-brand.
We gotta end the episode right there. I'm fucking, my face is hot.
All right, it says-
Yeah!
I like my girl holding me-
Oh, shut up! Bring her in!
Yo, what have you guys had her out there?
All right.
Every move I make.
We'll keep this up for just good vibes.
Okay.
I mean, what the fuck? Dude, how do I get fucking fake Dua Lipa? You know how sometimes girls on TikTok blow up because they look like some, like back in the day, there was a girl that looked like Charlie D'Amelio who got really big. How do I find my like Dua Lipa Jr.? How do I find my Dua Lipa O?
There's just LA girls that look like that.
True.
In and around that.
I'm just gonna post my story and say, if you look like this, hit me up.
I'm being serious. You would get resumes.
You think I want to read? Her resumes are just other people she's dated.
All right, Secret Stock. I like when my girl holds me at gunpoint. The gun's unloaded. Don't worry.
Okay.
I'm in.
I have news for you. You might be suicidal. Oh, babe, please don't.
You know what's crazy?
Please don't.
Is I would be so scared to upset my girlfriend if that was a regular sexual activity. Because if you upset her and you don't take the garbage out, it might be loaded.
I do think that like if it's a prop gun and she's like a Catwoman or something, like there's something really hot about it. She breaks in, she's like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
You've been a bad boy. Start deep throwing the gun.
Yeah, why is that so hot right now? I'm just thinking about my girl just like because like having like, a gun on me?
Me personal, I think about like Lara Croft, Tomb Raiders. You know, I'm like, God. Dude, the thought of like,
oh, it's hot. Dude, I've jerked off to the idea of Lara Croft.
Yeah. I think that's another one. I think before Dua Lipa, Angelina Jolie. Yeah.
Dude, Gone in 60 Seconds would make me come in less than 60 seconds.
Good.
You've seen her, right? In Gone in 60 Seconds?
We pulled it up, I think, on the show.
Yeah, we have. Because it's like the number one thing that's etched in my brain when I was a kid.
What's her ethnicity, Angelina Jolie?
Hot.
Dude, if ChatGPT could look 30% like Dua Lipa, I would pipe.
Just it could.
Phone in a blow-up doll, ChatGPT.
But we're fucked. In 9 years, we're all fucked.
Do you know how many ChatGPTs have to hear about divorce every night?
Oh, my God. ChatGPT is on the other end being like, shut up.
Kill yourself.
Oh, yeah. ChatGPT is like just answering questions like, what's a quarter cup of peanut butter? The next question is, I want to cut my husband's dick off. What do I do? Then the next one is...
Use the same knife as the peanut butter?
Yeah. So the next one is, I'm a 12-year-old girl who's getting assassinated on the internet because I sang one song on a fucking airplane.
She's everything. German, Slavic, Dutch, French, and Canadian ancestry.
Who?
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, she's a fucking jambalaya of hotness.
Yeah. But I think she got the hottest of all those pieces.
Yeah, because if she didn't have one puzzle piece, she'd like, look weird as shit.
She got all the hottest of all that. Well, all right.
Did we do it?
Yeah, we did it.
Fuck yeah. All right, listen, guys. As I always say, thank you so much. Come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Blouse on our tour, and tell a friend. And we love you guys so much. And also, I got a big old dick.